project. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Markets, Rob Froning, says going into the end of January, now is the time to start talking crop insurance.
You know, everybody's different. Everybody's risk tolerance is different. You know, right now there's so many different products out there. You know, there's some area plans. If their operation fits well with the county and what the county's doing, maybe look at some area plans such as supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option. Those are good products that can get us up to 95% of our APH. Otherwise, there's individual policies that you can buy up to 95 that are unsubsidized, a little more expensive because you're buying an unsubsidized product, but still giving you some guarantees, some high-level guarantees, which allows you to market more grain. And so, obviously, with these good prices and where they're at and the high inputs, we need these prices to be profitable. And so as we lock in some of these costs and input costs, we probably want to look at the revenue side, and insurance was just going to help protect that and help you lock in possibly more.
And Froning says even with high input prices, there's still wiggle room for positive margins.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously if the people who locked in prices last summer into the fall where the prices were a little lower than where they are now, are going to see much larger, you know, margins. Where fertilizer and stuff is landing right now, we still, with the markets, we can still show some margin, although very slim in some cases. So it really is depending on when they locked in that input. And when they locked in that input, did they lock in some revenue? Because the last thing we want right now is to lock in some of these high inputs. And if the market, heaven forbid, does go down into the growing season and harvest, those are going to see negative margins. So it's really a matter of locking both in when you can and hope for the best with bushels for overflow.
Let's check.